Well, we'll yell and scream. That's how we'll say goodbye. Welcome back. Midday show as we say goodbye to the 2024 Phillies. Out in four to the Mets in the LDS. We'll get back to everyone's phone call here. Joining us now in studio to react to all this is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Rhea?
You know how I didn't text you last night because I didn't think I had enough characters for the things I wanted to say.
Well, you have the microphone now. Rhea, who do you blame the most? Where's the most blame lie for what happened here? Because this really... it was a debacle. They won one game. Yeah. And really, the Mets were in control, I would say, for 75% or 80% of the series. It was just the end of game two. The Phillies got hot there. But this was
and
a series.
And if the Mets actually had got a chance to come out for another inning in that game two,
they would have won that, too.
They probably would have won that game, too.
They would have.
Well, obviously, it's the offense. But I'm really unhappy with Rob Thomson.
Okay. What got you the most?
I want an investigation. Now, I'm not going to say criminal because... I don't want anybody to go to jail. Congress, not a congressional investigation. They're probably too busy. But like maybe L&I, like licenses and inspection.
Okay.
What the hell was going on? Thank you, Kyle. Love that. In the sixth inning. Because, yes, law and order needs to look into this. No, I said not criminal. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, I really, and this is three straight postseasons now where he's made egregious decisions. And frankly, I didn't like his decision making with Aaron Nola and Alvarado in Game 3. I hated that.
So all right, so let's unpack it. So let's go to the moment. So it was a long inning. Did you want Hoffman to come back out? Okay,
no.
So
the book on relievers, and you know this.
They said this during the broadcast last night. It's rare they come out for a second inning
after they get out of a high leverage inning.
Right.
You know that because you're up so high, you've gotten out of that jam.
And then it was a long wait because the Phillies got runners on base. And then Mets switched pitchers that inning.
And then you sit. So it was. I was stunned that he came out.
All right. So let's go. I do give him a little slack for trying to bring him back. Now he should have taken him out earlier when the trouble started in the sixth.
What, like the first pitch?
Yes. So I'm with you in that usually you don't want to do it. But he did have a night last night where it was like, how am I going to cover 27 outs? So I got why he wanted to try to drag one more inning out of Hoffman.
But you as a manager, you have to know you can't do that with relievers. You just can't. I mean, not balancing those things of the high leverage, escaping, and then sitting
so
for a long time.
So who did you want to see? So I'm just trying to figure out.
Anyone.
Anybody but
did you
him.
Want, did you want Wheeler? Sanchez?
I
thought Sanchez was coming to pitch, and he didn't.
That's what I thought. I completely, because yesterday was his throw day,
yes,
right?
Yes, and he was sitting in the bullpen. Like, he was ready.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I get saving Wheeler for a potential game five. So that's why I expect it. Because Sanchez has come out of the bullpen before.
Oh,
so
he was a reliever,
He was a reliever. So I was stunned. And then pitches are going all over the place. He's hitting batters. He's walking.
He threw one 50 feet.
Yeah, I don't blame Estevez. I really don't. I mean, because first of all, he's technically your closer. He doesn't come in the middle of innings.
Did mention that during the broadcast. I wonder when the last time he pitched in the sixth inning of a game. I don't know when that was.
I don't remember. So I really hate it. And Hugh, I heard you say it, and I completely agree with you because I think at that point I threw the remote. The minute he hits that grand slam, I was like, they're done.
Yeah.
They
were struck. They could not.
Yeah.
It was just tough to see. You know, and I go back to, and I know the point you made in the sixth inning was valid, but Ranger came out there with the tidy back and whatever he had going on. And he gave you everything that he had.
He gutted it out. It was a roller coaster. I was like hiding during the first two pitches.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then he'd get out of it. I mean, it was, but I thought Aaron Nola pitched well the other night.
To your point, so Wheeler, Sanchez, Nola, Suarez, they started four games. They allowed six total runs, the four of them. Imagine if I told you before the series started, they'd lose in four and they'd give up six runs from their starters. You would have said there's no way.
No, well, that's the crazy thing. So John Clark posted that the Phillies bullpen ERA, which I think was 11.37, the fifth worst in playoff series history. And I'm going, wait, there were four that were worse
than
that?
How could it be? How is that possible?
I mean, one guy had his, Hoffman, like 40.50. Yeah. So, no, it was, and the chase rate. I mean, so we all know, like, listen, they weren't scoring. I mean, I could be mad at Thomson, and I'll probably be mad at him for a couple of days. But this dates back to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they'd spent all offseason telling us, we're not going to chase anymore.
We're working on it. We found the fix.
Oh, we got here. They got rid of the assistant hitting coach last year, okay? Because that certainly made a difference. So Zalecki's numbers, he said the Phillies' chase rate from August 1st through the end of the regular season, 32.6%.
Oh, my goodness.
Worst mark in baseball. Phillies' chase rate in game one against the Mets, 32.6.
This is who they were for the last eight to 10 weeks of the season.
Correct.
So now the question, Rhea, becomes what do they do about it? Because they ran this thing back last year. I mean, they the only addition they made was Merrifield, and he didn't make it half the season. He left anyway. So I don't see how.
He did have a big home run in the Mets game in London.
When actually, that was the last time the Phillies were good, if you look back.
See, we lost Merrifield, and it was all over.
That
was
downhill.
Yeah. Rhea, last year they basically ran it back, and they thought they could win it. They can't run this thing back.
No.
And I don't know how much they could change, but I just know.
You're locked into a lot of the big guys.
They are, but they could change they could change other things. I mean, Alec Bohm seems like one that his future is now, I think, seriously in jeopardy here.
And Hugh, I heard you question when he got mad. I was happy to see somebody mad. Because
emotion.
Yeah, because Topper should, that's the other thing. Topper should have come out. I know you can't argue that call.
We get thrown out.
But you can't also argue balls and strikes, and you know, people do that still. The fact that he was so upset about it, that made me like feel better just about him in the moment, because it still mattered to him that he, you know, that was eighth inning. I mean, what were they down? It was 3-1.
It was 4-1.
Four runs.
But I mean, you play that out. If they had been able to score there, the ninth inning could have been different. Yep. I mean, Diaz is not very good now.
No. And DeCamera brought up a good point this morning, because Diaz was out in the eighth, right? Was Diaz on the mound?
No, that was I got to look up what that was. But Diaz was in
for the
ninth.
He only came in for the ninth.
Yeah.
Well, his point was, if Topper comes out and argues, and there's big, you know, maybe that pitcher's standing there for a couple minutes.
That is a good point.
So, you know, to me,
that makes sense.
Just show a little life. And there was none.
It was still David Peterson.
Okay, they were dead team walking.
Yeah, and I hear what you're saying, but it was moments the other night like he had when he was being
the
a little pouty.
On the bench. Yeah,
so I kind of lumped those two moments together.
Getting upset that he got really screwed on a bad call. Like, I was okay with it. I would have been upset with it. I was upset at home.
I think we all were.
Yeah.
I looked at it a couple times. I think it was fair. It was close.
Yeah,
but
even the guys on TV were like, yeah, that's fair.
It looked fair to me.
Yeah. It was enough to get upset about.
How crazy is it that you can review it if it's in the outfield?
But not the infield.
That makes no sense.
Well, especially when the ball does go to the outfield.
Yeah.
It's one thing if it's a dribbler down the line.
Correct.
It then stops it happens at third base all the time. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. And then, of course, Rhea, there's the fact that they've paid $1 billion to this offense, and they scored, 12 total runs in four games. Yeah. You can't win like that.
I still, you know, and Hugh, and I think it's you and I are going to die on the Johan Rojas hill, which I can't get upset. I get it. He's not going to hit, although he actually got a couple hits in this series.
He did. He got on base.
You're paying guys $1 billion, and they're doing nothing. So don't talk to me about Johan Rojas. I don't care.
I do wonder if they would try to move one of these guys. I know they're having big cuts. Like, not Bryce. Bryce Harper's going to be here.
You're talking about Marsh, Stott.
Yeah.
Bohm.
Just change.
Bohm seems like the question that he was asked in the post game was whether or not he felt safe.
He said, I know where I'm going to be next year.
Are you
something
sure
like
about that, Alec? Because
I'm not sure. That's the one it kind of felt like that might be. The younger cats might be the ones that might be the
ones. Oh, yeah, no, they're definitely
going
to. Something has to change.
Yeah. Every time I see a highlight from 2022, they grinded at bats that whole postseason. They missed the way Reese used to approach the plate of Segura.
Now, Reese was streaky, but he did work at bats.
He did work at bats.
Yeah.
And the Mets did it now. Yeah. Like Marte, Iglesias, they need to find more of those players. And I don't know who that means leaves and who that comes in, but this mix doesn't work.
Now, the funny thing about the Mets last night, I think they were getting so frustrated with Ranger, they were starting to do...
To chase
him. Like, oh, why can't... And that was the point, you brought that point up. We aren't going against some phenomenal staff here.
No.
I mean, it's just...
Quintana's a journeyman. He's 36 years old. They should have hit that guy.
Yeah.
It is so frustrating, Rhea. I think this group, you know, it's amazing how people are going to talk about them, because they were beloved. I thought people were proud of them 2 years ago when they went on the run.
There's no doubt. You go on the run that they went on and go to the World Series, you're disappointed. I was not proud of them after last year. They choked.
And
they
now
choked
this.
That away. This will change people's opinion.
It just feels like we're getting further and further away from that team that actually went to the World Series.
You were on the Eagles team that four straight NFC championships?
Yeah, yeah.
We were getting sick of you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. It gets old after a while.
It gets really old. And because I remember when you did break through, it was like,
finally.
You know,
that's how it felt when we actually broke through. When we beat Atlanta, it did feel like
but
that.
But you know what it's like when the town starts to side eye you going, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I heard this one before.
Yeah. Yeah, they've reached that point now. Yeah. All that love is not going to be there the same. Rhea, we appreciate you hopping on and giving us
L&I
your feeling.
L&I investigation.
We do investigations on this show. So
see, I know. I love that.
We'll dive into that. We appreciate Rhea coming in. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. And I want to go to a point in the game late last night where I noticed something. I heard a caller actually on the morning show with Rhea this morning mention it. And it caught me because I thought it was a real tell about how the Phillies feel about Trey Turner in big moments. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Who do you blame the most? What part of the team? The offense, the bullpen, Rob Thompson, as we discuss a disappointing ending to the 2024 season. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94.